So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him, and I prayed for Aaron also the same time. I prayed therefore unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. And Hannah prayed, and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. But the thing displeased Samuel, when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. He went in therefore, and shut the door upon them twain, and prayed unto the Lord. And Elisha prayed, and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord, and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord, and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, That which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib king of Assyria, I have heard. Then he turned his face to the wall, and prayed unto the Lord, saying, For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim, and Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, The good Lord pardon every one that prays. And for this cause Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos prayed and cried to heaven. In those days Hezekiah was sick to the death, and prayed unto the Lord, and he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign, and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Now when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And then the king said unto me, For what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib king of Assyria. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall, and prayed unto the Lord. And now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments? Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed, that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And again he went away and prayed, and spake the same word. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And as he prayed, the passion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. When they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down and prayed. And turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. A devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God alway. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. And when they had fasted and prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way. And they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city. And we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance and saw him. So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, Paul the prisoner called me unto him. and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who hath something to say unto thee. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed, and laid his hands on him, and healed him. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit.